the Women Unleashed podcast. Join us as we share with you the fun, confronting, wild, fucked up, epic, and raw side of being a woman in today's world. Nothing is off limits. Allow yourself to be inspired to be unleashed.
We acknowledge that we are recording our podcast on the traditional country of the Turrbal and Yuggera people and pay respect to their elders past and present. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and contribution they make to this community. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Women Unleashed podcast. I am your co-host Taylor and I'm here with Britt. And today we're going to do something a little bit different, a little bit unusual.
No. Yes. We might make it a regular thing if you like it.
Yeah, we'll see so how we know. Go if we like it. Yeah. We'll see how we go. We haven't done this before. So we were talking and we've realized that Britt and I don't really watch the news at all.
I don't have a television, so I don't watch it nor read it.
And my TV's like just for Netflix and stuff. It doesn't have like normal unless I go find it. And I probably also like really avoid it a little bit too because sometimes it's just crap and I don't need it in my space because I'm so pure and I just need everything to be happy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm taking the
BS. BS coming out of your mouth.
That's the point, Britt. That's the point.
I know.
So what we are going to do is we're looking at the Nine News website and...
Now we just want to... I want to acknowledge before you go on like...
Oh, yeah.
Like my opinion is that, you know, Channel 7, Channel 9, and there are other sources are... dramatized news sources, and we're intentionally picking them. Okay.
Yeah. So we've picked Nine News today. I don't know, and we haven't looked at them yet. We don't. I mean, I've opened up the website, but I don't know what's going on. So we're gonna just look at like five.
Yeah, and the top five, and see how
give our first reactions, and
All right. So do you want to read the first headline?
Okay. Now these are world news.
Yep.
Headlines. Oh god, I don't even know what to say about this. Pictures of the week: racing bulls lock horns in Indonesian festival.
Okay, so the first thing that came into my head was, well, what else do you expect them to do? They have horns, of course they're gonna lock them.
Yeah, but the picture is like this bamboo literally interlinking them with a person who looks like a child.
What?
Riding.
Oh, there's a person in between.
Riding them. That looks terrifying. They don't look
that
great.
That is epic.
Yeah.
Although, okay, next thing that came to my mind was like the humaneness of it. So
yeah.
It's called Karapan Sapi, is a traditional Indonesian bull racing festival held on Madura Island, Indonesia. Bulls are decorated with flowers, gold, fabrics, and accompanied with traditional gamelan music, food, and wagers on the outcome of the race.
So they bet on the race as well. Yeah. So like horse racing, I guess.
Yeah.
Interesting. That is not what I expected to come up at all. Right.
What are your other thoughts on it?
I just feel a bit sad for them, but I mean, I also eat meat, so like, well, you know, a bit unfair for me to say that.
Yeah.
Next one?
Yep. Okay, the next one.
NASA's hidden graveyard lurking at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
Ooh, this is interesting.
Do you want to read the little, like...
the blurb?
Mm.
Okay. Thousands of kilometres away from Australia, past New Zealand and tucked away behind Antarctica and South America, lies a graveyard. But you won't find any human remains there.
Wow.
So it's basically this big satellite that is in out of space, the picture. So what could be lurking there? Do you reckon it's a like graveyard for satellites?
Yeah, I reckon tech and stuff like that.
Yep.
Really? So it's in the ocean.
So they let
great.
Them... wow. Oh, yeah. So they're like polluting our ocean?
Yeah. Oh, they're such bad people. Satellites.
Naughty. Naughty. This is not us, news,
like,
by
we're
the way.
So lucky. We're so righteous. Oh my god, we're ridiculous. Yeah, again, these headlines are not what I picked. I'm thinking like criminal stuff, like flooding.
Well, this is why we got world news, right, rather than local news.
Yeah, maybe we should have gone, but anyway,
I'm liking it. I love it.
This is where we're at.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Let's go to the next one.
All right, do you want to read the next one?
Interesting.
Oh, here we go. This is more what I've been thinking. Yeah.
Okay. Bus truck road accident kills 15 people in India. You want to do the...
Oh, sorry. The little... Yeah. Yeah. About 40 other people were injured in the accident.
Wow. Really unfortunate.
It's like this bus... Well, they call it a bus truck. So it looks like a... It's kind of like a double... Decker, is that what they're called?
Double decker bus.
Red bus, and it's the front's just totaled.
It's devastating.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah, and it sort of it looks like it's either run into something or the front of it's been blown up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So we're not going into like the details of each, I guess, kind of
just glossing
just looking
over
at it. But yeah, that's so sad. Yeah. 15 people. Wow.
Hmm.
All
right.
Okay, next one. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know, you shouldn't wish. Sometimes you shouldn't wish for stuff because you get what you ask for.
You created, Missy.
Yeah, I know. What a bad person. Plane crashes into a multi-family home in US, killing everyone on board.
Wow. So the subtitle is a single-engine airplane crashed into a home near an airport in New Hampshire, killing everyone on board, officials say. Said... Oh, you know what they don't say is, like, was there anyone home?
Mm.
Like, are the people living in that home okay?
Yep. Yeah, it's just so sad. And it's a picture of the home basically burnt to a crisp and some firefighters. So it's just, wow, a single engine airplane. Mm. So it must have been a small airplane, a small one. It's really sad. You know, it's really interesting, like, the words they use in news headlines, like, or in the news in general. So, when I did uni, I did criminology was one of my subjects.
Cool.
Yeah, and we talked about the media and the type of language they use, because part of the media is to dramatize things to make them, you know, more like storytelling and, I guess, exciting for people. Mm-hmm. Even though it's sad stuff, but it makes it, like, more thrilling, right? So they talked about the words they use, you know, like killing and you know, they just like to dramatize the way and the words they use to make it more impactful. Mm. Which obviously this is awful and super sad, but you know, sometimes when you hear on the news, the way they explain a story is just so extra for what, like, the facts really are.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's just really interesting. So sometimes you're not really, like, do we ever really get the full story?
Oh, never.
No.
I don't think so.
And are we really getting the stuff that's important? Or are we just getting the stuff that actually makes people watch the TV?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And on that point, I met someone who is training... in health and safety and getting trained to read to understand the psychology behind when someone puts in a safety incident in the corporate incident
tracking. H&R
system,
health and safety,
so basically by the type of the words they use and their style of writing, they can determine how, like, say it was a near miss, they can then determine how close they are to it actually happening. So if they use more negative language in the incident record, they're like, you know, things aren't going well there. Like, they're at higher risk of having of that incident actually occurring, versus someone who's like maybe using like neutral, proactive language.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, this is a treat.
Okay. Trump ordered to testify in U.S. Capitol riots investigation.
Okay, so when these riots were happening, the word capital and the way they've spelt it, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, reminded me of the Hunger Games. Because they called it and spelt it, I'm pretty sure, the capital. And I was like, oh, is this what it's come to? Like, it's the Hunger Games.
What happened in these eyes?
So,
I really don't know. I'm sorry.
Americans. So let me read the subtitle. So the subpoena is the most striking escalation in the House Committee's 15-month investigation of the deadly January 6, 2021 insurrection. So I don't know the details but what happened is civilians, Americans, broke into the Capitol.
Not the White House.
Yeah, and not the White House, maybe the Pentagon or something like that. See, this is how much we don't read news. You're discovering how much we don't read the news.
I really don't.
But they broke in whilst they were in session and like killed people, of like members of the government or parliament.
Oh my
like,
God, how do I not know this? Where have I been?
Pretty disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is his, Trump's testifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
How that happened. Yeah. Very interesting.
Wow.
So.
That's really sad.
There you go. Oh, hey.
Should we do another one?
Yeah, yeah. Go. Let's go. We've got heaps of time.
Boris Johnson. Sorry. You're supposed to read this.
Oh, am I? Boris Johnson eyes comeback as UK Conservatives pick a new PM.
Boris Johnson has not yet declared he is running, but bookmakers have made him one of the favourites to win the contest. But whoever wins the race, the highest government debt. Whoever wins will face the highest government debt in 60 years.
Ooh. Margaret Thatcher, bring her back.
Yeah, right. Well, I just, that this is just making me realize how much I don't know about the world. I'm just so like.
So what's there? Like, have you got a question on your mind about that?
No, I'm just like, wow, I'm just so, like, I don't even know they were picking a new PM.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, where am I?
Yeah.
In my own world.
Yep.
Not out in the real world.
Mm.
So maybe I do need to maybe not watch the news, but maybe just like read a little bit.
Mm.
You know, someone said to me the other day, because I'm not really into politics. So like what words did he use? I can't even think. But like basically, if you're not in it, it's going to get you anyway. So like it's better off having knowledge behind you.
Yeah. Yeah.
About it.
It's kind of like if you don't know the rules, you're going to get played by the players of the game.
Well, that's basically what he said in his own words.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe I need to just be a little bit more around the world. Do you have anything to say about this?
No. I'm having fun though. This is interesting. Okay. Ex-Chinese leader unexpectedly led out of room as Communist Party Congress closes.
Former Chinese top leader Hu Jintao? Hu Jintao was unexpectedly led out of the closing ceremony of a major meeting of China's ruling Communist Party. In a moment of drama during what is typically a highly choreographed event.
Well, what's going on there?
I just love the words they use. In a moment of drama.
Dun, dun, dun.
You need like this Law and Order SVU music.
SVU?
SVU. Law and Order SVU.
SVU, yes. Yeah. Special Victims Unit?
Yep.
Yep. Cool.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the next.
I don't, comments.
You do this one.
China's Communist Party amends charter as its Congress ends.
What does Congress mean?
I think it's just where they all the
like a series government of
meet. Yeah.
Yeah. China's ruling Communist Party approved an amendment of the party constitution Saturday that could further enhance Xi Jinping's stature as China's leader.
Mm.
I'm going to acknowledge myself for how epically I pronounced his name. On the fly.
Yeah, I was going to say, glad you had to read that, not me.
I did study Mandarin for one subject in uni.
Right, well, it's paid off. It's paid off. So a congress is a formal meeting where people come together to discuss issues or questions.
Okay, cool.
It often refers to the legislative branch of a nation's government.
Sweet. All
right. Yeah, right. Okay, should we do one more?
Hang on, what I want to say about that is I'm not sure that Xi Jinping needs any more power.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot, like a truckload.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's already a leader, so.
Leader of the country, yeah. Like, that's, in terms of human rights, I don't think that's, like, humane.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's what I want to say about that.
Lots of... okay. You read this one.
Okay. South Korea arrests former top officials over 2020 killing.
Ooh. South Korea's former defense minister and Coast Guard chief were arrested over the alleged involvement in covering up facts and distorting the circumstances surrounding North Korea's killing of a South Korean fisheries official in 2020 near the rival's tense sea border. Ooh. Mm. Didn't even know that all happened.
God. Interesting that they're actually like taking action around it rather than just glossing over it, like, because it would have been organized.
It didn't just randomly start killing people. Yeah.
Oh, the next one looks like it's in Australia. Maybe? Oop. Oh, no, Las Vegas. Anyway, you go.
Lake Mead brain-eating
amoeba.
Amoeba death among few in US.
I don't know what an amoeba is. Can you please
give me that? I can't even bloody say it. I'm terrible at pronouncing it.
I've just heard it. A-M-E-O-B-A. O-E-B-A.
Oh.
Single cell animal that catches food and moves about by extending finger-like projections of protoplasm. Amoebas are either free-living in damp environments or parasitic. Mm. Okay. And then the description of the article is the death of Las Vegas area teenager from a rare brain-eating amoeba that investigators think he was exposed to in warm waters at Lake Mead should prompt caution, not panic. Are you kidding? How contradictory!
Yeah, like using not panic makes you
brain panic. Eating amoeba.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. I would be panicked. I would not be going in that lake. Oh, that just, like, blow my freaking mind. You know what that
reminds me of is the movie called Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Did you remember that movie?
No, I haven't watched that.
It's where, it's a while ago, and it's big smiley face is what comes to mind when I think about it. But it's the, they lock off this special, like, this area where they find all these, like, really interesting creatures.
Mm.
And I think it's not Will Smith, it's somebody else goes in there and it gets under his skin. It goes through the jacket, gets under his skin and then like crawls under his skin everywhere. And it's like in a kind of deserted area of of America.
Yuck.
So, yeah, anyway, there you go. Watch out for the lakes, guys. All right, one last one.
Ukrainian forces bombard river crossing. Kherson, a fortress.
All right. Ukrainian forces bombarded Russian positions in the occupied and illegally annexed southern Kherson region. Apologies if we've not pronounced that word right.
Right. So this is more about the war going on over there.
Isn't it like incredible how there can be a war going on and we're safe over here? That's what I just keep thinking too. I'm really glad to hear that the Ukrainian forces are fighting back. Like, it's amazing. And I do think that, you know, Putin's time is up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just sad. It's sad that we still have to go through wars and things like this has to even happen in the first place. Like, just shows how bad people are at communicating.
I think there's definitely, you know, some, like, it's dictatorship. It's, like, narcissism. Power. It's power. It's all of the above.
Yeah. But just, you would think today, like, we could learn. You know, from previous, like, things that have, previous wars that have happened, and we just look to do it a different way.
Mm.
Clearly, that's not what's going to happen.
That's not the real world.
No.
Like, it really isn't. Like, people, there's this whole, like, underbelly side of the world that exists that we like to think doesn't.
Yeah, I guess we're a bit naive to what's really going on, hey?
Yep. Yeah, so there you go. We hope you enjoyed learning about the world news headlines.
It's a bit of a downer, hey?
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like we should publish this really soon. But they're the news headlines from the 22nd of October, a day after we're recording on the 23rd of October. So look, if you liked it, let us know. If you want more, let us know. If you'd want us to do headlines from another news source, let us know.
Yeah, maybe we'll do like local ones next time.
Yeah, maybe. But it's doom and gloom out there. Go.
That's why I don't watch it.
Yeah, go create some good news stories, actually. That's the call to action. Create some good news stories. And thanks for listening. And have fun like sharing whatever you got, like the good news stories for yourself out of listening. And our goal is for our content to reach as many people as possible and become the number one women's empowerment podcast in Australia. So that's the call to action. Go share and contribute to your fellow women by sharing this episode. Leave a review and follow us on social media. Bye for now.
Bye.